And tonight I want to welcome again Carolyn Doyle. Welcome, Carolyn.
Hi, Jackie. Very nice to be here.
It's so great to have you here. I've been seeing your work for years. I saw you first at the Clay Center over on Lloyd Street, right down the road from where we are. Is that tell us a little bit about what you do and your history and everything.
Okay. So I am actually doing pottery for about 18 years now. What you probably don't know is that I used to be a scientist.
And, no, I didn't know that.
And I used to run a research lab at Duke.
No kidding.
And I retired on the early side.
What kind
Very
of research
lucky.
Did you do?
I did research in immunology, actually. So I had graduate students and taught medical students and had a large colony of mice. And we were very interested in autoimmunity and other immune-related disorders.
Uh-huh.
So, and which in some ways sort of explains my move into art. So I had a very busy career.
Uh-huh.
There wasn't a lot of extra time, and there were all these things that I wanted to do.
A lot of high-pressure stuff going
yes,
on.
Yes, yes. And my husband is also a scientist, so that you know what that's like when you have a two-career family.
Yeah.
So when I retired, I thought I was only going to stop working for a little while, but then I started doing all the things that had been back-burnered for many years. And so I had started doing pottery. I had never touched clay before in my life, unlike young people today
wow.
who manage to, you know, do those kinds of things in high school or
right,
even earlier.
Right.
And I really...
It's a different time now.
Yes, it is.
We didn't
there
have
are lots
those
of
opportunities. Yeah.
There really are. And so I really fell in love with it and actually took a fairly scientific approach, which is why I really like making things on the wheel and doing things that potters usually don't like to do, which is making glazes and doing tests and lots of experimentation. So I've been doing that for some time now. And
now hold up your plate just so people can see an example of your work.
So this is something that is sort of a signature piece for
me,
which is actually a plate which is embossed with a Japanese red maple leaf. And I actually put a real leaf on the plate when the clay is wet. And I usually look for leaves that have a lot of structure on the underside so they leave a nice impression.
Mm-hmm.
And the pieces are fired twice. So in the first firing, which we call a bisque firing, which is really just to remove a lot of the moisture from the clay, the leaf burns off. And then when it comes out of the kiln for the first firing, mm-hmm. I stain the leaf a little bit and I painstakingly wax it so that when I dip the plate in glaze,
It won't go on that.
It will resist the glaze.
Oh, and then that's so cool. What a great technique.
Yes, it is. And then we do a second firing, which is to a higher temperature, where the clay becomes hard, it becomes vitrified, turns to glass, really, the glaze, and you get this very nice finish. And what I really like about it is the difference between sort of the glossy glaze and the raw clay
that's
still left there.
And so what about this color that you use? That's another one of your trademarks.
Yes, I make a lot of blue plates because it's kind of interesting. It really doesn't matter if you want to sell your work. There's a joke among potters which they say, if you're not selling your work, make it in blue. People really love blue pottery.
Really?
Yes, it's kind of interesting, especially since people don't usually have blue kitchens or blue homes, but people like blue pottery. And maybe that has to do with sort of the traditional colors that were used.
Uh-huh.
And they're also food-safe glazes, so...
And this is almost right in between Duke and Carolina.
Yes, you're right. You're right. So
the
there
spectrum.
Are no biases there.
Right. It's a safe zone.
Yes, we've lived in Chapel Hill for 26 years now. And as I said, both my husband and I worked at Duke. So we're well aware of the struggles.
Yes, right,
right.
Well, you also brought some clothing that you've made. I want people to see the stuff because it's so...
So that's my other passion.
I just love
that's
this.
My other passion is my evening job. Which
so you started
I love.
Sewing.
Well, I used to sew many years ago when I was young. I guess we all did. We learned to do those things in high school.
We were forced to.
Yeah, and
home ec.
That's right. But I really enjoyed it. And it was economically feasible. I mean,
right.
you wanted to have lots of clothes, you made them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, but when I stopped my real working, I started sewing at Mulberry Silks. And although I knew how to sew, what I really wanted to do was to learn how to do tailoring and sew with fine fabrics, which are a little more difficult to use. And so I would say it's about 10 years now that I spend my Thursdays working with Liz over at Mulberry Silks. And, of course, you know they have this fabulous selection
yes,
of fabrics.
They
right.
do.
And the other thing is I was at an age where it's difficult to buy clothes. Clothes are either made for really young kids or they're
really
made for what
people.
I consider really old people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you want to have something that's fashionable and fits really nicely, you come about it by making it yourself. And
right.
you can style it and make fabric selections that are appealing to you. So, of course, the other part of my life is that I spend a lot of time at Womancraft. And I've been associated with Womancraft for about 14 years now.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. Yes,
yes. So you've been there for a long time. I thought that was a new development.
No. I've moved several times with them since mm-hmm. we were in Meadowmont and back to Eastgate. And now we're mm-hmm. in Carrboro, which mm-hmm. we're really enjoying.
And I love your new space.
Yeah. Yes,
it's
I do
It's so
too.
Much better than the other one.
Yes, it is. We're very visible from the street.
Right.
It's a very mm-hmm. nice, light space. So the work all shows off very nicely. And as you know, Womancraft is a co-op of local artists, and mm-hmm. everything we have in the store is made locally. So we have pottery, and we have textiles, and we have glass, and paintings,
mm-hmm.
and, you know.
You have a lot of really cool stuff in there, and you have a huge variety.
Yes.
I think for the size of the store.
Well, the wonderful thing, too, about a co-op is that you don't actually have to spend money to bring new merchandise in the store. The artists bring their work in, and they get paid when the work sells.
Right.
And so people are constantly bringing in new things, and we never really know what people are going to bring in. So we try and, you know, keep it bright and new on a weekly basis
mm-hmm.
so that people, every time people come in, they find new things.
Right.
So.
Well, hold up those
yes,
pants.
Yes, so these are, this is a new item that I'm making at Womancraft, and these are sort of pajama bottoms, and I have a short one if you're a young lady and care to show off your legs.
So
I make those sorts
cute.
Of things.
So cute. Oh, my
and I'm,
gosh.
And I'm really quite a fabrahol. You know, I love
so
all
you,
fabrics.
Did you get that fabric
I
at
did. I
Mulberry?
I did. And I got this wonderful fabric. I make
oh,
aprons.
Oh, I love that, too.
Yes. I also love to garden, so this is really quite appropriate for that.
Very nice.
So so it gives me a real variety of ways to express myself.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and you also... I can't remember. Do you knit? Is
I
it
do.
Okay.
Yes,
so you
yes,
do scarves
I enjoy doing
things.
That. That's a winter... At hobby, basically.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But I do bring things into Womancraft as well that I knit.
So you are at both the Clay Center and at Womancraft.
Yes, yes. And at the Clay Center, I really have, it's a wonderful work environment. The Clay Center was built about 12 years ago by Barbara Higgins, who I first met when I was taking classes through the town at the Parks mm-hmm. and Rec Department. That's
the
where
Carmen
I started.
Carmen Elliott's.
Yes, Carmen okay. Elliott and Barbara Higgins were working there at the time,
mm-hmm.
and that was my first experience with clay. And then Barbara wanted to build a studio for people who wanted to work more seriously. And at about the same time, we formed the Red Clay Co-op, name slightly stolen from the Red Clay Ramblers.
Right.
And, right now, we're a group of six women, all of about the same age, and we share a studio, which is wonderful. We share ideas. We share resources.
Now, who all is in that group?
Betsy Vaden, Pat Saling, Marilyn Paulsha, Linda Prager, and Claudia Prose.
Wow, that's a great
yes,
group.
It is a very nice group.
Yeah,
and
I love Betsy's stuff. It's so
yeah.
whimsical. And
that's right.
She did, didn't
She's
she
so
do
creative.
The Alice in Wonderland?
Yes, we did those pots together.
Oh,
it was
that,
really
that
a
was
lot
just
of fun.
So
that was
cool.
a great show. And she and Marilyn Paulsha have a show right now up at Cedar Creek Gallery. Which is more of a sculptural show.
Oh, nice. So, I've never been there, but I want to go sometime.
It really is a wonderful place.
Isn't that the one that has glass
yes,
blowers?
Yes, they have a fabulous glass blowing studio. Lisa Oakley
right.
up at Cedar Creek Gallery does.
Where is that?
It is north on 85, just a oh, I'd say about 10 miles north of Durham, headed up towards the Virginia line.
Whoa.
So it's a very pretty piece of property, and it was built many years ago by Sid Oakley, Lisa's father, who was a potter and encouraged lots of people to come up there and work. Mm. And they have gas kilns and a wood kiln. And they have
a big festival
every
year.
They do, both in the spring and the fall.
It happens at the same time that something else is going on, though, and that's why I never make it up to their thing.
Yeah, well, it's really worth the trip. But even if it's not during the festival, I mean, they're open for sales, and they have all kinds of wonderful artists. They have a very well-known national teapot show every spring.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where people make these teapots, which are thought to be functional, but many of them are pretty wild and out there. It's a broad interpretation of the teapot.
Right. So now, if people come to see your stuff at Womancraft, what all do you carry over there?
My work personally.
Your work.
My work personally. I have my pottery. I have textiles, aprons, pajamas. I have scarves. I think that's it.
And if people want to see your work, do you have a website?
I don't have a website.
Oh my gosh, that's
unusual. I
know
someone who might be able to help me with that.
I could suggest someone.
Yes.
But people can go to the Womancraft website.
They go to the Womancraft website and also the Orange County Artists Guild website.
Oh, that's right. They have a pretty good website.
They do have a good website, and I am a member of the Orange County Artists Guild, and I do the studio tour in November.
Mm-hmm.
So they can find my work there.
Fantastic. So I think it's interesting that you went from being a scientist to an artist. I know that you were a scientist for many years and everything. What gives you greater fulfillment, do you think?
In fact, there's a common thread there, and that's the reason that both of those things fulfill. I find fulfillment in those endeavors. And that's because I really like to do things with my hands, and I'm very precise. And so that's what made me a good scientist, is that I was very good at doing experiments. And it's exactly what I love about doing crafts, is that I'm very precise, mm-hmm. and I really enjoy making a very finely detailed and carefully made product. So there's actually some consistency there.
Well, that's fantastic. So what does Womancraft have coming up? Do you guys have any special? I know you're doing a thing tonight.
Yes, we are.
You've started doing monthly demonstrations
yes,
over there for
have.
The art walk,
well,
right?
Well, especially where we are now with that nice little plaza in the front. And we try to bring either our own artists or also some area artists. And in particular, we're interested, because we're in Carrboro and because the demographic in Carrboro is so much more youth-oriented, we're interested in bringing some young artists in to give them some exposure.
Oh, that's great.
Hopefully the people who live here will find that exciting.
I'll tell you, that exhibit that you guys had out in front for the Shimmer
yes.
event,
that was wonderful.
Just yeah. blew me away. Yeah, it was so
great.
Beautiful.
Yes. I understand that piece sold very quickly.
Oh, did it?
Yeah,
oh, that's great. You never know about stuff if they'll, yeah. you know, if they'll sell or not. I mean, that's
success.
What it.
Yeah, whether that is the mark of success, but nonetheless.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, thank you so much for coming
well,
on.
Thank
it's been
you
great
both for having
talking
me.
To I've... you and seeing your work. And we will see you at Womancraft.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And we're